Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And today, the entire episode, all of it, all 39 minutes and 30 seconds or whatever I get out of this, all of it is dedicated to deck projects because really, when you think about it, deck projects, they can feel overwhelming. You know, there just seems to be a ton of different steps involved. And if you've never done one before, or, you know, maybe even if you have done one before, it's easy to feel a little bit lost in the process. And on top of all of that, on top of all these what seem like complicated steps, they're not complicated steps, but maybe they seem that way. They seem like a lot of them. On top of that, there's an absolute mountain, a boatload of products that you get to choose from, you know, deck products to choose from. And the marketing on these products can really make the whole thing quite confusing. The marketers, you know, marketing people, they make bold promises. And maybe you've done your deck in the past. Maybe you've trusted some of those claims, and then you've been so let down when the products didn't hold up or do exactly what the people on TV said they were going to do. When that happens, you start to wonder, did I do something wrong? At least that's how I am. Did I do something wrong is kind of my default position, I think, if I would really be honest and think this through. If something goes wrong anywhere, like for this, like this, if a horn honks anywhere around me, anywhere, I can just vaguely hear it. It could be, I don't know, 100 yards in another direction, and I still assume they're honking at me and that I've done something wrong, right? Normally, people with me will say that's ridiculous because I'll ask, what did I do? What did I do? And they'll say that's ridiculous. They're way over there. And I don't even answer them anymore because within about 30 seconds, sometimes way less than that, we find out, no, no matter how ridiculous it seems, turns out, yep, it really was something I did wrong. Normally, I'm right to assume that I've done something wrong. So that's my default position. Maybe that's yours. Maybe you're healthier than that, you know, emotionally or psychologically. Healthier than that. Oh, please let you be healthier emotionally and psychologically than I am. But maybe you are, and you question that the failings on your deck. Maybe it was the product that you chose. You know, maybe you assume it wasn't you. Maybe it was the product. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? All I know is that people who have decks are generally in the boat where they're frustrated all the time because they've got to redo them more often than they want to redo them. They have them looking good for what feels like 20 minutes, and they're right back to looking at, okay, when am I going to have to redo this again? They're always frustrated with products that don't seem to hold up, with work that seems just more work than they want to tackle. So that's deck projects. That's the fun of deck projects. And I get all of that. So today, I want to help you out. I want to get all of the information in your hands so you know what you're looking at if you're going to jump into a deck project and you know what to expect out of the deck product. You know, I don't want you disappointed. Nobody wins when you're disappointed. So let's talk about all of that. And I guess really to get us moving on that, I just did my own deck, and I'm going to use that kind of as a springboard to talk about. So by the end of the show today, you're going to know exactly what you're getting into if you take this on for yourself. You're also going to know about the products that are out there, the different products that you can choose from, and why you would choose this product over another product or, you know, whatever. You're going to get all of that information. We'll cover it all, okay? To get started, before I get into the actual nitty-gritty of what a deck project looks like step by step, I want to highlight a few important things that you should keep in mind. First one is this. If your deck isn't rotting away into a pile of sawdust, it can be improved. Now, I know that sounds kind of like a throwaway comment, but I mean it. If you've got a wood deck that's still structurally sound, even if it looks rough, even if it looks like it's seen its best years, and they were a long time ago, if it's structurally sound, even if it looks rough, it can look better, okay? It can look better, often way better. Now, I'm not saying it's going to look brand new, but it's going to look better than what you've got now. Here's my deal. I can demonstrate this a little bit with a personal anecdote. My deck had built-in flower boxes. Previous owner built these flower boxes right onto the deck, and I lived with them for a long time. They were very nice, but they started to deteriorate deteriorate. They started to just break down, and I needed to get them off. So I tore them off the deck, and that's when I realized that over the years, they had held a lot of moisture, and that moisture had really, really damaged a lot of sections of wood on the deck itself that was underneath these boxes. It was kind of hidden to me until I pulled them off. Well, once I got them off and I see all this damaged wood, I start to think, how in the world am I going to fix this? It looked like all of these boards needed to be replaced. But that is expensive work. That's an expensive undertaking. And for somebody as cheap as me, I wasn't ready to spend that money at this point. So I'm trying to think, what am I going to do to make these look good? I've got rotting sections of board. I can't imagine that it's going to look good. Well, what I decided to try was I rented or brought home. Let's put all the chips on the table. When you work at Repcolite, I'm not renting anything from Repcolite. It's a perk. I get to take that home. So I took home the on-floor machine. It's a sanding machine. We rent it out. I'll talk more about it later. But I brought it home, got it on the deck, and went to work. And I sanded off the rotted surface layer around all these boards. I applied a new stain, and I was really surprised at how good the whole thing looked. Now, if you get up close, you can see the dips in the boards where, you know, they're just... well, there's dips in the boards. I don't know how else to explain it. I had sanded away a fair amount of rot, you know, maybe a quarter of an inch or so of rot from the tops of these boards. But I did get down to solid wood underneath, and you can see that dip. You can see that there's a little bit of a color variance because those sections took the stain a little bit darker. But from a distance, you know, just a few steps back, the deck looks really, really good. Even up close, it looks pretty good. You know, way better than it had, way better than I thought it was going to. So if you're in that bad case category like I was, just remember, it can look way better than what it looks now. No matter what it looks like, it's going to look better, okay? First thing to remember. Second thing, it's not too late in the season to tackle a deck project. I know June's right around the corner, and you might be thinking that you missed your window, but this spring has been weird. You know, it's cold, it's rainy. It's not been great for outdoor work. Everybody's a little bit behind. And we've got a wide range of products that are suited for all kinds of different conditions. And whether you're starting this weekend or next month, you've still got time to get it done and enjoy your deck all summer. So keep that in mind. Third important thing to keep in mind is this one, set realistic expectations. And this is a big one. A lot of deck stains say that they're going to last 3 years, 5 years, longer. You know, they make a lot of big claims. And maybe in some parts of the country, you know, maybe in Arizona, if, you know, you've got great big shade trees around your deck, maybe that deck stain is going to last 3 years, 5 years longer. But we live in Michigan. And our decks take an absolute beating. You know, we've got long winters, we've got snow, rain, hot summers. And the deck, it's a horizontal surface. It holds that snow, it holds that water. It's baked by the sun. We walk on it all the time. So no matter what the label says, most products in our environment, they're going to need some touch-up or maintenance every year to probably a year and a half. Now, I know that's not what you want to hear. That sounds discouraging. But if you plan on it, it's not as big of a deal. Right? It's kind of a mental war. You've got to win with yourself, win it now, and in a couple of years, you're just kind of used to it. It'll just become part of the natural spring cleanup. And one thing I should say to make sure that we're all on the same page here, I'm talking mostly about the deck boards themselves, maybe the railings, the spindles, you know, all the vertical stuff, that might be able to go 2 or 3 years, maybe more, before it needs anything. But the deck boards, just plan on regular maintenance and you're not going to be frustrated. All right, with all of that said, let's start walking through a typical deck restaining project. And let's start here. You've got to clean it. And this cleaning isn't optional. Cleaning the deck is absolutely essential for a couple of big reasons. First off, the aesthetic reasons. Most of the deck stains that we recommend always look better on a clean deck. Depending on the opacity of the deck product that you choose, if there's dirt, if there's grime, mildew, even just pollen or footsteps, footprints on the surface, your final look is going to be underwhelming. Yeah, you're going to be a little disappointed. You're going to see those things through a translucent or a semi-transparent stain. If the boards are naturally grayed or dull, that tone is going to dramatically affect the final color of the stain you pick. So cleaning it gives you a better look in the end. So that's one reason. The second reason, which is maybe even more important than the first one, is based on function. You know, the first one was aesthetic. This one's function. When you clean the deck properly, you open up the wood's pores, and that allows the stain to penetrate more deeply, which means better durability and longer lasting protection down the road. Really, it just makes all the work that you're going to do go further. So you've got to clean the deck. How do you clean it? Well, we're going to get to that on the other side of the break. So let's take a break right now, and then we'll talk about what the cleaning process looks like. And I've got that on-floor machine we're going to talk about. That's a quick way to get it cleaned. We'll talk about all of that in just a minute. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, the Deck Project 101 edition of the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And already, I mean, we're flying. We've already covered a bunch of stuff, but now we're starting to get into the actual nitty-gritty of the work. And we ended last segment talking about why the deck needs to be cleaned before you stain it. To recap very briefly, you clean it because it will look better and it will hold up better. That's the long and the short of it. That's why you clean it. Now let's talk about how you go about doing that. And there are a lot of different options. I've got two main options that I'm going to look at. The most common route is to use a chemical deck cleaning system. And the one that we carry, the one I love, love to recommend, is from Benjamin Moore. But there is another method, and I already hinted at it earlier in the show. You could rent the on-floor machine from Repcolite and use that to prep the boards. It's fast and crazy effective. Generally speaking, it's going to make the deck look almost like new, and I'm going to talk more about that in a little bit. It really is a game changer when it comes to this deck project. That's the on-floor machine. We'll get to that. But right now, let's focus on those Benjamin Moore cleaning products. And the system is a little bit, I guess you could say it's customizable based on your situation. There's different products you would use, and it's all dependent upon the condition of the deck that you're working on. So, for example, if your deck is brand new, first thing you need to do if it's brand new is check with the supplier of the wood regarding how long it should weather before you stain it. So I'm talking if it's brand new. You just put it down, check with the people who sold you the wood or the people who put it in and find out how long it should sit. Sometimes that can vary depending on, you know, a number of different things. So look into that. Regardless, once it's ready to be stained, even though it's a brand new deck, it still should be cleaned. And you need to clean it because you need to break the mill glaze that's on the surface. With new boards, you probably noticed how smooth and shiny some of the boards can look. That slick, almost glossy surface, if you catch an angle, when you see that, that's mill glaze. Mill glaze happens during the milling process when the lumber is planed down, you know, planed down. Hard to say that and make it sound like a word. When it's planed down, the heat and the pressure from the big steel blades can actually compress the wood fibers, and it brings the natural oils to the surface, and that results in this kind of hard, shiny layer on the top of the board. And that matters because stain generally isn't going to soak through mill glaze. It's just going to sit on top. And that means it's not going to penetrate the wood in the way it's supposed to. You're going to end up potentially with, you know, poor color. You're not going to get as rich a color as you were thinking. More importantly, you're going to have poor adhesion, and most likely you're going to deal with some peeling or flaking down the road. So if you've got brand new boards with that smooth, slick feel or look to them, you really should clean them. And the product that you'd use for that is Benjamin Moore's Brightener / Neutralizer. It's just basically a deck cleaner. So you would hit it with that and you're good to go. I'll talk about what that looks like using all these products. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm just going to give you the products for the different scenarios right now. So that's new deck, Benjamin Moore's Brightener, Neutralizer. Use that. If the deck is bare, gray, weathered wood, you know, most of the old coating is gone. If you've got that situation, use Benjamin Moore's Restore, and that's going to clean off the loose dead fibers and get it ready for new stain. After you've done that restore, you'd immediately hit the deck with that Brightener Neutralizer and then rinse that as well. So that Brightener Neutralizer that we just talked about, that is applied after using the restore. If the wood on your deck is still holding onto a previous stain or an old coating and you need to remove it completely, you're going to want to use Benjamin Moore's Remove. Different product than Restore. Restore is for grade decks to bring them back. Remove is to remove, you know, an older coating that's down there. And just as in the previous scenario, you'll hit the surface with Benjamin Moore's Remove. Once you've rinsed that off, you hit it again with that Brightener Neutralizer. That Brightener Neutralizer is important in both of those instances because it neutralizes the chemicals that you just put down, and it also brightens the wood so that the stain looks vibrant when you apply it. All right. Now, the process for using all of these products is pretty much the same, and it's simple. Here's how it works. You mix the cleaner, whichever one you're working with. You mix it out with water according to the directions on the container. You put it in a standard garden pump-up sprayer and put it onto the deck. You know, put it on the deck boards and then let it sit, usually 10 to 30 minutes, something like that. You've got to keep it wet, so you may need to reapply that product, you know, just as you're waiting. So let it sit, let it wait, let it cook. You know, let it do its thing. Don't get on it too fast. Once that time is up, then you're going to scrub that surface with a good stiff scrub brush. And then once you've done that, go ahead and rinse everything with a hose or ideally with a power washer. Now, a word of caution. Whenever we're talking about using power washers on wood, you want to make sure you're careful. It's easy to damage that wood if you get too aggressive. So if you're using a power washer, just use it with some care. All right, once you've done all the proper cleaning steps and you've got it rinsed, the next thing that you need to do is just wait. Probably the easiest and hardest part of the whole process. You know, waiting, it's the hardest part. I'm not going to sing. I'm not going to hurt everybody's ears. You do need to let that deck dry for probably 2 to 3 good drying days before you stain it. And when I say good drying days, what I'm talking about are good sunny days without rain, you know, and low humidity if you can get it. All right, that drying time matters. The cleaner is going to open the pores of the wood, but if you stain it too soon, the moisture in the wood can actually prevent that stain from penetrating properly. So wait it out. Be patient. It's worth it. It's kind of an essential step. We don't like to wait, but it's really important in this situation. All right, that's what the cleaning looks like using the cleaners from Benjamin Moore. But I did mention that we have another way to go, and that's the on-floor machine. Rental that we've got at Repcolite. Now, this thing is super cool. I've talked about it a fair amount on the show. You're probably familiar, but it's going to sand your deck and get it ready for stain in the same day. So no waiting in this instance. You don't have to wait for the wood to dry because you're not introducing any water to it at all. You just sand it down. We've got one available for rent at Repcolite, like I said. I've got more info in the show notes if you do want to check that out after the show. Now, to give you an idea of what it's like, imagine, you know, kind of a big drum sander, but without the drum. Oh, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense at all. It doesn't look like a sander like you would picture, not like a belt sander or anything like that. It looks more like a giant electric shaver. You know, with the 3 rotating heads, it's got 3 rotating heads. Yeah, they're fitted with carbide impregnated sanding brushes. And these brushes, they're really cool because that means you can cruise right over uneven boards and still sand them. You can go right over raised nail heads. You can go into deep grain, you know, like I was dealing with the rotted sections. And you can do all of that without tearing up your sandpaper or catching your paper on anything because there's no sandpaper at all to rip or even replace. It's just those sanding heads. Now, another thing about it that I love is that you can literally run it with one hand. It's super easy to control. If you've ever used a drum sander, you know, or a big belt sander on a deck or a floor, wood floor or something like that, you know it's like trying to rein in horses. This is not like that at all. You can use one hand, control it very easily. It can stop in one spot, and it's not going to sand through or cause a visual problem later. Try that with a drum sander, a belt sander, and you're going to end up with a lot of different issues on the surface that you're sanding. You can't let it sit for even just a few seconds. With the on-floor machine, there's none of that to worry about. So it's really easy to work with. We rent it out with a vacuum system so there's no dust. And again, the best part, like I mentioned already, is when you're done, the wood looks pretty much brand new and it's ready for stain at that point. Now, I've got all that information in the show notes if you want to check that out, or just head to repcolite.com and click the on-floor machine banner right on the homepage. All right, that's cleaning the deck. Whether you use the chemical cleaners, whether you use the on-floor machine, you've got to get the deck cleaned. Once you've got that done, now it's time for the fun part, putting the stain on. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, and we're walking our way through a deck project. And so far, I've covered pretty much everything you need to know about cleaning the wood, cleaning the deck. Now it's time to talk about putting the actual stain on. And, you know, this is the fun part. This is the part that actually makes a big visual difference. The cleaning actually can make a pretty good visual difference. But, you know, this is the fun part. Now, in the next segment, the last segment of the show, I'm going to walk you through the different types of products that you can choose from because there are a ton of them. But no matter what you end up using, the actual application process is going to be pretty similar. So that's what we're going to talk about right now, actually applying the stain. And I've got a couple different methods that I like to use when I stain a deck, and both work really well in my experience. The first one is great for decks that are in good condition. You know, the boards are relatively smooth or flat. They're not cupped. They're not heavily weathered. And here's how that works. I'll usually recruit one of the kids to help out, and they take a paint roller on an extension pole, and they work out of a paint tray, and they basically just roll the stain on, you know, maybe to one or two or three boards at a time, you know, the entire length of the board, probably one or two at a time, the length all the way down. And then as they're moving along and starting to get out of my way, I get right behind them and follow with what I consider to be an absolute must-have tool for any deck project, the Wooster Bravo Stain Brush. I have no idea why they call it a Bravo Stain Brush, unless it's just because you want to stand up and cheer when you're using it. I don't know. But this thing really is cool. I mean, as far as brushes go, this is one of the cooler brushes out there. And like I said, you've got to have it if you're doing a deck project. What makes it different is this. It's like 4 inches wide, 4.5 inches wide. There's a couple different ones. It's really thick, so it'll hold a lot of product. It fits easily into the can, and all that's cool. But the best part is that the handle itself screws right off. And then you can attach that brush head to an extension pole. All right, and that means that you can brush the deck from a standing position. You don't have to be hunched over. No sore knees, no sore back. You're just standing up and brushing it on that way. It is so much fun. You'll have such a feeling of power doing this. It saves time, saves your back, gives you a much more even finish. It's really, really cool. So as my kid's rolling the product on, not getting too far ahead, but you know, a little bit ahead, I come behind with that brush and back brush the stain in. Again, I'm standing up while I'm doing it. I'm smoothing out all the roller marks. I'm making sure that the stain penetrates deeply and that it all looks even. That goes really fast. That's one way to do it. And it works well. I like it. But lately, I've kind of moved away from the roller method and I've gone simpler. I just brush the stain on directly using that Bravo brush. I work straight out of the gallon can, so I'm not pouring into a tray, just shake up the can, pop the lid on it, and I'm working straight out of that. And I found that it's pretty much just as fast, sometimes even faster than that roller and brush combo. Plus, I don't have to time my work to match somebody else's pace. And that lets me get into a rhythm and just move through the project at my own speed. And I like that. So those are just two methods for getting that stain on the deck. And there are a lot of different ways to apply stain. You know, some people use staining pads. Other people swear by pump sprayers, like a little garden sprayer. They'll spray it on and then back brush it. There's just a million different ways. You know, as many people as there are, there's somebody, you know, a different version or a different way to apply stain to the deck. For me, I like the two methods that I mentioned. And if you're new to this, I'd recommend just starting straight off with that Bravo stain brush and an extension pole. Skip the rolling, skip all of those things, go straight to that brush on an extension pole and brush the stain onto the deck, taking one board from one side of the deck all the way to the other and completing it before you move on to the next one. It's going to move fast, it's simple, it's effective, it's going to give you great results. And when you do apply the stain, here's something really important to remember. Most of the time, I would say, well, most of the time, let's just say it that way, you're applying one coat and one coat only. You know, unless the product label explicitly says that a second coat is okay or recommended, don't do it. All right, I'm going to say that one more time because this is radio. You can't just go back and read it. Most of the time when you're applying deck stain, you're applying one coat and one coat only. Unless the product tells you to use a second coat, don't apply a second coat. This is especially true for translucent and semi-transparent stains, which, again, we're going to talk about next segment. They're specifically formulated for single coat application. Trying to force a second coat to, you know, maybe deepen the color, that's usually why people try to do that. When you do that, if you do that, it can backfire big time. You can end up with tacky spots, poor drying, uneven sheen, or even peeling down the road. Now, if you're using a semi-solid or a solid stain, some of those allow for two coats. But again, read the label carefully. That's the best thing you can do. Or ask questions in the store. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions. Don't just assume more is better. In the world of deck stains, it's rarely the case. All right, that's applying the stain. Once you've done that, you just need to let it dry. That's step four. And this is the part where you walk away. And I know that's hard, especially when the deck looks really good and you're ready to move furniture back and start enjoying it, but drying time matters. Now, how long you have to wait depends on the type of product that you used. In general, water-based stains are going to dry faster and they're going to have a shorter back-to-use time. Oil-based stains are going to take longer, sometimes significantly longer, to fully cure and get the deck back to use. So check the label, follow the recommendations, and don't rush it. You know, give that finish time to set up properly, and you're going to have much better performance and durability down the road. All right, there you go. That's the deck project in a nutshell. Now, I know I moved through it kind of quickly, and I probably didn't drill into every single detail that you might have been wondering about, but hopefully it should give you a solid idea of what the process looks like, you know, what kind of work's involved, and how you can tackle it step by step. It's a surprisingly straightforward project with a huge payoff. Having a beautiful, refreshed deck to enjoy all summer really does transform your outdoor space. And like I said at the very beginning, no matter what condition your deck is in right now, as long as it's not rotting and falling apart, no matter what condition it's in right now, no matter what it looks like, there's always a way to make it look better. All right, if you've got questions, stop out at any Repco Light location, tell us what you're working on, and we'll help you figure out exactly what you need. The tools, the products, the guidance, everything you need. You know, we've got you covered. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to demystify, at least do my best, to demystify deck coatings. There are a lot of different options out there, and it can get confusing fast. But by the end of next segment, you're going to know exactly what to look for and how to choose the right product for your specific situation. That's all coming up next. Stick around. And we're back. You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore. And it's officially deck season. I have so christened it. And over the last few segments, we've been talking about a deck project in glorious, minute detail. I've covered every aspect of it that I could think of. We've talked about the prep work. We've talked about cleaning it. Talked about the different options for cleaning it, whether you use some water-soluble chemicals like Benjamin Moore's cleaning system, or you maybe rent a sander. We've got an on-floor machine we rent at Repco Light. We can get it to whichever location is nearest you on the west side of the state. We've got that option. That will get the deck cleaned. We talked about all of that. We talked about applying the stain. That was last segment. How to do it, a couple different methods to get the stain on there, and some things you need to know. We've covered all of it. Right now, I want to get to something that I think is pretty confusing for a lot of people. You know, the project itself can be confusing just because it's steps we don't do or things we don't do on a regular basis. So we covered that part. Now let's get to the other part of this that I think is confusing, and that's the products themselves, you know, the deck stains. And I think they're confusing because there's just so many options out there, so many different types, so many different opacities, so many different maintenance requirements for them. You know, what's best for your situation, and how do you know? How do you pick the right one? Well, the good news is it's not complicated. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to simplify it. And one thing before we get to all of that, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page here, if you're lost, if you can't remember everything that I'm walking through, don't worry so much about that. Just stop out at any Repco Light store. Every single person in any of the Repco Light locations can walk you through everything that I'm talking about right now and everything that I've talked about earlier. We do a lot of decks. We help people with a lot of decks all summer long. We're here to help. So you don't have to remember it all. Just remember to come to Repco Light. We'll help you figure out what you've got going on. Bring pictures of your deck with you. Bring pictures of the product that's on the deck. If you've got stain on the deck already, if you've got a can in the basement, even if it didn't come from us, bring that in. Anything that you bring in can help us figure out what you've got going on, and it will help us help you get the right product and the right process to make your deck look great. All right, let's talk about these different deck stains, and the one I want to start with is the most transparent option, the translucent stains. These are often called wood protectors or toner coats or something like that, and these products come in a smaller selection of colors. So there's not as many color options available, and it's important to realize that with these, you know, they're translucent, so there's not a lot of pigmentation with these. And because of that, because they don't have a lot of pigmentation, these finishes are going to give you maximum visibility of the wood grain. So if you've got a beautiful new deck or a deck that's been cleaned or prepped really well, these are a great way to showcase the wood's natural beauty. If you're trying to picture what they might look like, just think interior stains for the most part. That's the look you get out of a translucent deck stain. Now, besides really highlighting the natural beauty of the wood, another benefit of translucent stains is that they're a relatively low maintenance option. When they're applied correctly, they're not going to peel, and they're not going to show tons of traffic patterns like some of the other products will. Now, because of their nature, you're most likely going to have to redo these a little more often, and I would think you're probably going to be redoing these once every year to year and a half in Michigan. But when you do have to redo them, the maintenance is much easier. There's not a lot of heavy stripping to do or sanding. You really just need to clean them and recoat them. So that's why I think they're a relatively low maintenance product. There may be other products that you put on that can go a little longer before they need to be redone, but when they need to be redone, the work is heavier. You know, there's more heavy lifting to do. There's more that you've got to accomplish before you can just put another coat on. These are about as easy as it gets. Now, on the downside, they provide less UV protection than some of the other deck stains that we're going to talk about. Now, the color options, like I said earlier, they're more limited, and the condition of the wood is really apparent through the stain. So if you're going to use a translucent stain, you really need to make sure you do that prep work, that cleaning. Otherwise, you're going to see that through there. You know, see any imperfections or flaws, you're going to see it through the deck stain. Going back to that UV protection for just a minute, in the translucent product category, there is a clear option. You know, we've got some different toner colors, a cedar color, a butternut, and stuff like that, but there is a clear. And often people will come in and they've got this desire to keep a new deck looking just like it is. You know, they just put it up, they love that look, and that's what they want it to look like. They don't want an additional color on there. They don't want it to look like a brown tone or anything like that. They love how it looks just like it is. And so they want a clear. Well, here's the scoop on clears. We've got one, but they offer pretty much little to no UV protection. And that means that the deck boards are not going to look new for very long. Even though you're putting a clear on, it's still going to gray. You know, that stain that you're putting on is going to protect it from moisture and all of that, but it's not going to stop it from graying. It's not going to give you the UV protection that you need. If your goal is to keep that new wood look, you're probably going to want to stop out at Repcolite and ask about our Deck and Dock Spruce color. Now, that's a color that we formulated so that it would look like new wood while still providing that UV protection that will keep it from graying. So that's Deck and Dock Spruce. Ask about that, and we can help you. If that's the color that you want, we can help you get there. All right, those are translucent stains. And at Repcolite, we've got a couple options. I've already mentioned our Port City Deck and Dock. It comes in both a waterborne and an oil-based version. And we also carry Benjamin Moore's Woodlux line, which also comes in a water-based and an oil-based option. All right, translucent stains, the most transparent of all the options you can put on your deck. All right, next step up from that is semi-transparent stains. Now, these stains will show a fair amount of wood grain yet. It's still going to allow that to come through, but they do have more pigment than the translucent products. And this increased pigment means that you've got more color options and better UV protection. Now, if you're wondering what they look like, you still see the wood texture and a fair amount of variation in the wood, but the graining is going to be masked a little bit more than the translucent coatings. For products, Repcolite has Woodmaster semi-transparent stain. That's one option. Benjamin Moore's Woodlux line has an oil and a water-based semi-transparent option as well. These are ideal for softwoods like pine or cedar decks and for decks that are perhaps a little bit more weathered and you're struggling to get the wood back to that near new shape. Semi-transparent stains give you a color refresh without going too opaque. They're also good for decks if you're really looking to have more color options. You know, you want to get a little bit away from, you know, just the natural wood tones that the translucent stains will give, but you're not ready to completely, you know, start hiding that grain of the wood. Semi-transparent stains might give you what you're looking for, a little more color option, but still allowing a lot of that natural wood graining to show through. Just know that over time, especially if you don't strip off that old layer before restaining, the pigment can and will build up, and it's going to start to hide more and more of that wood grain. And eventually, the buildup will completely mask the wood, and it can lead to peeling. So you're going to have some work to do down the road at some point. It's usually a fair distance off in the future, but if you don't remove the coatings and get down to bare wood at some point, it's bound to happen. Keep that in mind. Those are semi-transparent stains. Now, semi-solid stains, the next step up the ladder. These offer even more pigment and UV protection than semi-transparents, but you still get a hint of the grain and the texture underneath. Now, they're great for older decks that may have, you know, some more significant visual flaws that you want to mask, but not completely hide. These are a nice way to restore some richness to the wood's color while still keeping a somewhat natural look. For product, Benjamin Moore's oil and water-based versions of Woodlux, they all come in semi-solid stains as well. So check that out, semi-solid stains. Finally, last one that I'm going to talk about, solid color stains. And these are for this situation. Let's say your deck has been through a lot. You know, it's seen stuff. It's older. It's wrinkled. It's shriveled. It's the grandpa of decks. You know, maybe it's had multiple layers of stain, maybe even some paint in the past. It's not pretty. And you're looking for a way to make it look better just a little bit longer before you eventually replace it. Well, if that's the case, your answer might be a solid color stain. These are going to look more like paint, so you're not going to see any wood grain at all. But you'll definitely get maximum color options and maximum UV protection. They can hide a lot of flaws, but on the downside, solid color stains also tend to show traffic patterns more quickly, and they're more susceptible to peeling. You can touch them up, but the results may not be perfect, and depending on the color that you pick, they can also be a lot hotter to walk on than some of the other less pigmented options out there. Still, in certain situations, this can buy you some time before you replace your deck. And really, I shouldn't just say they're for that situation. In many situations, we run into people who really do just want a certain color on the deck, and by all means, never paint the deck. This is the way to get color on your deck, and some people will choose that. They'll choose a solid color stain, and they'll live with it happily for years and years, just doing the touch-ups as they need to. Just be aware, you're going to have to do touch-ups at some point, probably yearly, if you go with a solid color stain. It's just the nature of the beast with that kind of a product. All right, so those are the main opacities of deck products out there. Translucence, semi-transparents, semi-solids, and solid color stains. Now let's talk about the two main types, oil-based versus water-based stains. Now, oil-based stains, like those I've already mentioned, our traditional Deck and Dock or Benjamin Moore's Woodlux Oil, they're going to have a longer working time, and that means that they're going to be easier to work with. They're not going to dry as fast, so you're going to have more time to apply them evenly and smoothly and make them look great. The downside is cleanup, of course. You're going to need mineral spirits to get your hands and your tools clean. Another downside is that they don't dry as fast. Now, it was just a positive a minute ago. Now it's a negative, and it's a negative because, you know, once we get it on the deck, once we get the deck stained, generally speaking, we want to kind of put it back to use and get you know, living and enjoying it. And with an oil-based product, you've got to give it longer before you can actually put it back to use. So that's oil-based products. Water-based stains, they've come a long way. You know, the technology has really advanced. Of course, they clean up with soap and water. They've got lower VOCs. They're going to dry quickly, so you can get the deck back in use very quickly compared to oil-based products. But on the downside, again, we're hung up on that dry time thing. They dry quickly, and that makes them sometimes trickier to apply, especially in the sun or in warm temperatures. So be aware, that's the downside to water-based stains. Which one's best for you? Which one's best for your situation? Really, it's going to boil down to your skill, your situation, you know, what you've got going on with the deck and the time of year that you're doing it. If you're comfortable working quickly to get the product on the deck, if you're eager to get the deck back into use sooner, if you really need to have soap and water cleanup, then water-based is a great way to go. If you're new to staining decks or you're working in high temperatures without much shade, then oil-based products are going to give you your best chance of beautiful results. By all means, the best way to go forward is to stop out at any Repco Light location, tell us what you're working on, show us some pictures, tell us what you want to get to, and we'll help you make the right decisions, find the right products, and go from there. All right, that's going to do it. Last thing I want to leave you with is this. Repco Light's Deck and Dock and Benjamin Moore's Woodlux products, all the products that I just talked about, they're all on sale until June 16. Also, that really cool Wooster Bravo stainer brush that I talked about earlier, that's on sale during the same time period. So pretty much everything that I talked about, you know, with the deck stains and the tool to apply them, the brush to apply them, All of that's on sale until June 16th. So if you do have a deck project coming up, now's the time to grab those products. All right, if you want to catch this episode again, you can find it online at repcolite.com. Whatever you do today, make sure paint's a part of it. And remember, your next project is way easier than you think. Stop out at your nearest Repcolite and let us help. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you next week. I'm Dan Hansen. Thanks for listening.